Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It's a great day to be talking about footy.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. We've been busy, the CTF, Chicks Talking Footy team today. We've been at the Pride match launch, which we'll be talking about in today's show. We've got Brett from Saints Pride that we'll be talking to later. Of course, we're going to be doing the highlights of the round.
Of course.
Round 17. Mm-hmm. And we'll look ahead. Look behind and look ahead. It's always a good motto in life.
Yeah, we just keep moving around.
And my name's Fiona Newton. I'm with Danae Gibson. We haven't been together for 3 weeks.
Gosh.
In different parts of the country. And Rachel Hopkins. I've got two hawks and a ducker.
Hello, everybody.
Two hawks and a ducker. All right. Merry Christmas, Skipper. I'm wearing a brand new T-shirt.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more excited if... And don't worry about filling in the rest of that, because I can't think of what would be more exciting than the day
there
I've had.
There is nothing that is more exciting.
You do look fantastic.
Thank you very much.
We've got new Chicks Talking Footy T-shirts. Adam Skroblak, who was the ruck coach, who is the ruck coach of St Kilda Football Club, also owns general manager at TWP Sports. And he came on the show and said, can I get you guys some T-shirts? And we said, yes, you can.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
So thank you, Adam. And if you need sportswear done, talk to us. Adam.
Like us on Facebook. And then you'll see all our great photos from the day. So, Skipper, tell us all about it.
Yeah. So, first of all, we'll do the highlights and then we'll talk about...
Okay. You sure?
We'll talk about the Caroline Wilson event.
Do you have to wait some more?
She's overexcited.
I know. But we'll talk about the Caroline Wilson event. We just went and heard her speak down at Fed Square at the Deacon... Parkin Oration.
Yeah.
And she said some very funny things that we'll talk about. And then we'll cover the Pride.
Okay.
I've got a structure.
Okay.
And I get all funny if we fall outside our structure. So, round 17. How do we feel about Thursday night
round football
now?
I'm still not a huge fan, but what a game.
Yeah, Hawks versus Sydney. At the SCG.
That was Thursday night. Tonight is Wednesday, and it feels like a long time ago.
It does.
It was clearly the game of the round, possibly the game of the year.
Ooh.
And it does feel like a long time ago. So, Hawks.
It feels like yesterday to us.
How do you feel? Winning Fresh. 5 points, Cyril. Rioli.
Look, beating Sydney in Sydney is very exciting, no matter how one does it. But I held my breath for 90 seconds after that goal. Cyril. What an amazing goal. What, 55, 52 metres out? Mm-hmm. Just brilliant.
Do you realise if he had missed, it would have been a draw?
Yes.
No one seems to be talking about that, but I think that's...
Because he didn't miss,
it should have
Fiona.
Been a behind, but he didn't miss.
It's a tight, low-scoring affair, relatively.
It was a very good game, I think, for those who may not even support either of those teams.
Now, I'm going to talk about the free kick Hawthorn hashtag.
Okay, I'm going to look at the clock and see how long you can talk about it for.
Well, we'll be at 9 o'clock before you know it. But there was a lot of... I think it's a bit of a sore loser thing to blame umpires. Right, blanket rule. And look, there's been plenty of games when the stats have gone against Hawthorn. Against North Melbourne, it was 19-3 free kicks at three-quarter time.
Yes, it was.
So... I think this hashtag is.
It's because
go.
We win games, and I think it's all tall poppy syndrome. I think it's we are playing a very good game. We're playing a very good season yet again. The AFL is structured so we shouldn't be winning, but we are.
I've got a couple of quick points. I like to call the Hawthorn game style volleyball, soccer. Air hockey, just keep the ball moving at all times. And those little, what we used to call crow throws, the handballs that aren't quite handballs. And
still legal.
Yeah. And I would really, in some ways, like to believe we've hit peak Hawthorn and it's over. But in other ways, I'd like to see them continue on and win this very interesting year. I too don't like to blame the umpires. I don't think there's much value in that.
I think you've got to look at how your team played. And in the second quarter, Swans kicked one behind. They didn't score again. until halfway through the third quarter. So for a quarter or a half, 1 point. And then they're blaming the umpires.
I think also in Long Lyon's defence, there was concern over the 250s that were given.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't an unusual... I admit there was 150 that was contentious.
Well, yes, and there's debate about both of them because it was entering the protected zone and whether they both did actually deserve 50s. And they were close to the line, I think. But there is this is a contentious issue with umpiring at the moment, that there is no consistency. And every week, every game, every umpire is different. But we are flawed and it's what makes the game exciting.
Yeah.
In many ways. So
if I could briefly just make my second point, which is that the focus on deliberate out of bounds means there are fewer boundary throw-ins, and that's one of my favourite parts of the game is the ruck contest.
Yeah.
Mm. So I'm really missing that this year. I'm also missing Aaron Sandilands.
I think it's such a grey area too. So just someone boots it forward, which is a good strategy in the game, and goes out of bounds.
Well, that's been another issue this week.
I don't like that rule.
It's also the contentious rule about rushing.
Yeah.
I think that came out in the North Melbourne game.
Yeah, well, I think Farido was trying to handball to the bloke on the back line.
Well, yeah.
That's what I thought at the time.
So, anyway.
Anyway.
There's definitely
Time's up.
Go Hawthorn.
Bloody Hawthorn.
Cats, the Cats were over in the West playing your team, the Dockers, Sinead.
Yeah.
But the Dockers put up a good fight.
Yeah, they did.
And the Cats aren't looking so great.
No, and Dangerfield, who I am a paid-up card-carrying member of his fan club. Oh. No, I'm not really. Doesn't exist. But
you can get Dangerfield membership now. Look out.
You used to be able to get Ablett membership.
We talk about this every week. Anyway, he kicked a fantastic goal from the boundary line, but he was in the third row of the crowd at the time. So, it didn't lose us the game, but I didn't like that. But still a lot to like about how Freo are trying their guts up.
Yeah.
And the next time, hopefully, is Pab's 350th. The next time we talk, so we'll be coming up to that. Anyway.
Is it time for Fremantle to talk about rebuilding?
Restumping, rewiring, replumbing. Yeah. Yeah, we've been doing it for weeks. Yeah.
Barlow.
Oh, no, we want him.
Yes.
Okay. The next game of the round was the Tigers and Essendon. I thought Essendon put up a good fight.
They did. That was quite exciting.
Yeah. The Tigers only just got there with 17.
Clash of the Sash.
Power beat North. That was a good game.
My favourite of the round.
North have lost 5 games in a row now.
And Port played their power game. You know, they're hard to beat when they play like that.
Port for Grand Final 2017.
Rachel keeps thinking they're premiership team. But North, halfway through the season, we said they're overrated just because they're onto the ladder. And, of course, they've come crashing down, haven't they?
It's going to be interesting the last few rounds, isn't it, Fee?
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about the ladder in a moment, too, because it's the top eight particularly is very, very interesting. Power beat North. I've already said that. Bulldogs thrash the Suns. They don't look good without Ablett, do they? He's injured now.
He's out. He's out for the rest of the season.
Chris Scott said he'd be welcome back at the Cattery.
He's 32. Surely it's enough. Surely he's going to retire.
Oh, get over it. He's a gun.
He's an amazing player. But at 32, after knee reconstruction, shoulder injury, re-injured
again.
When
did he do his knee?
Did he do his knee?
Stop, Hawks. Stop. Let's move on to the...
He did it a couple of times last year. Crows beat Pies. Beck will be excited about that.
Yeah, she will.
That's all I've got to say. West Coast saved by the Bell. They were up 33 points in at three-quarter time. The Blues came back in the final quarter.
Yeah.
And the way they were coming back, I think the West Coast were lucky the siren went.
I agree. And Silvani played a good game.
Oh, Sauce.
Yeah.
No, are they calling him Son of Joe?
Oh.
Yeah, Joe Bailey.
Sodge. Sodge doesn't quite have the same
ring. No, it doesn't, does it?
You don't want to be called Sodge.
And?
Saints beat the D's.
Yeah, and I'm glad about that. That was good.
We're talking to the Saints pride leader.
The Saints look great. I have a high respect for their team at the moment. I think they look fantastic. I think they're going to be real contenders in the next few years.
I enjoy watching them play.
Yeah, me too.
And the Giants smashed the Lions.
Poor old Brisbane.
And they hit the top four.
Brisbane Lions have something like 7 players that are 19 years old with a handful of games. So it's a very young team.
Yeah, it is.
And it's showing.
They've got some rebuilding, replumbing, rewiring to do.
Renovating.
Renovation. But yeah, the ladder's very interesting. The top eight. Well, Hawthorn's on the top by a goal. A game.
A goal. One goal.
Well, that is
actually,
effectively.
It's how many goals you get. Percentage is pretty bad.
And then there's two teams, the Adelaide Crows and Bulldogs, that are one game underneath them. And then there's five
Teams?
Mm-hmm. Four teams that are on 44 points. So just the top four is, yeah, with only 6 weeks to go, the top four is still definitely not certain, is it?
Nope.
Well, when was the last time a team won the grand final who wasn't in the top four?
1998, Adelaide beat 97. Yeah, Adelaide beat St Kilda.
Well, there you go.
Came from fifth.
Well done. That's very impressive.
So, we've got to take you to pub trivia one night tonight. Now, we're also, just quickly, we're at the Caroline Wilson event. She spoke at Fed Square tonight at the Deakin Parkin Oration.
Deakin University, David Parkin Oration for Sport and Social Change.
Yeah, so they do little events down there every year. And she talked about tackling the man's world, a man's world. Funny stories.
It was fantastic. She's an amazing speaker, brilliant writer.
She talked about football and covering other sports, which was great. Being kicked out of change rooms by a number of men, including her father, who was a football administrator.
And when she went to one event, I think they believed that she was part of the kitchen staff.
Yeah.
As opposed to a female journalist.
Yeah.
There's one thing I love that she said. She said, in regards to the Women's League, mm-hmm. you have a blank piece of paper, no historical and cultural impediment, embrace it.
Yeah, isn't that exciting?
Isn't that beautiful?
That was very exciting, and also good on her from the saga regarding her and Eddie Maguire. She had a lot of positive points that she put to us about the role of women within AFL and within the media. So, pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Caroline Wilson and Debbie Spillane are two of the great female sports journalists that have paved the way for a whole bunch of young girls and women. It's great.
Yeah, very exciting. We've had a message from our favourite listener, Betty.
Oh, good on you, Betty.
She said, greetings, CTF. How does a particular Joy volunteer get a Chicks Talking Footy t-shirt?
Yeah, well.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see if we can broaden our sponsorship.
It's a very limited edition.
What's your thought about Dangerfield out of bounds goal?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Didn't like it?
It wasn't. Yeah, he was out of bounds.
He was.
Would have been interesting if final score won by less than a goal.
Yeah,
hashtag
but we didn't.
Be more bulldog.
Yeah, okay. Good on you, Betty. Betty likes us on Facebook, and you can too, or 0427 Joy 949. Please send us a message.
You can also talk to us, and we'll talk back on air.
You've kicked a goal on Chicks Talkin' Footy with Fiona and Danae.
We have been busy, busy little Chicks Talking Footy team today because
yeah,
we have been to the Pride launch. So on August the 13th, the Saints and St Kilda are going to be playing in the Pride game at the AFL at Etihad. We're going to be broadcasting for 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock that night.
Awesome.
Interviewing all sorts of guests and commenting on everything that's going on around us. And we're very excited about it. I think it's going to be one of the highlights of the year, isn't
Absolutely.
It? Absolutely. So today was the launch at the Prince of Wales, mm-hmm. and Mark Finnis, the CEO of St Kilda Football Club, mm-hmm. spoke, Jason Ball, and we met quite a few people that will get onto the show.
Yeah.
And one of the people that we've been talking with is Brett Stirling from Saints Pride, the LGBTIQ AFL community. Welcome to the show, Brett.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're the group leader?
Chair.
Chair.
Ooh, nice.
I like it. Mm-hmm. You can call yourself whatever you want now, can't you?
Yeah,
while the group's forming, yeah. You could be the managing director of...
The Grand Poobah.
Grand Poobah. The Grand Poobah of Saints Pride. But tell us a little bit about the group. I know it's recently formed, so what's your plans? What's happening so far in the time that it's since it's been launched?
Well, we are an official at the moment. We are working towards becoming an official supporter group of the St Kilda Football Club. The impetus behind us forming is to provide a personal face, personal stories, a personal interaction mm-hmm. for the Pride match and beyond. So there's a whole group of us together who've formed a committee. We've just launched a soft launch publicly,
mm-hmm.
and we've been able to get about 250 people interested.
Great.
Via Facebook.
Yeah.
That's an amazing number in such a short period of time.
So Saints Pride.
Saints Pride.
So St Kilda Football Club is aware of you and supporting you informally?
Absolutely.
Yeah, great.
It is a little bit of a process to go through to get those structures in place.
Yep.
But we will get there.
Well, what's been great is that there's so much precedence for other teams having, you know, LGBTIQ AFL support groups. And, you know, obviously the Purple Bombers led the way, really,
yep.
with Jason Twas and McShane.
Mm-hmm.
I said that right?
Yeah, you did.
I never get it right.
And he's been very, and they have been very supportive of us.
Yeah, great. I know part of their charter is to get other teams and other
supporter groups. They've been so inclusive and so helpful in the broader community. It's fantastic. Now there's the Ruby Demons, which is my favourite name so far because I'm particularly, you know, purple. That anyway. So the Ruby Demons.
They're pretty new, aren't they?
They're brand new.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks old. I think they're Rainbow Swans.
Yes.
So the Rainbow Swans and Saints Pride will be getting together for the Pride match. It's the first Pride match for the AFL. And...
Well, there was it was the first Pride match in the actual official AFL season. Last year there was an AFL match up in Des Moines between Sydney and I can't remember who else.
In the pre-season cup, Fremantle.
Yeah,
in the pre-season cup. Announced about 15 minutes before it happened with no follow-through. It was pretty half-hearted, I thought.
But we did go up and do a whole lot of interviews and Joy played them all for about a week and a half here. So
we gave it
as much press as we could.
Absolutely. But I think
and
the
pushed them to do this. So.
Yeah, I think the AFL have taken that support and moved forward to a much – this is a game at – Etihad Stadium. It's going to be interstate. It's the Battle of the Pride Parades. It's a Sydney Mardi Gras against the Pride March in St Kilda in Sydney. And Joy is to be commended, along with Jason Ball and Jill Stark and people from Vic Health who have made sure this happens. So good on you, Saints Pride.
And with Saints Pride, what's the group going to be doing during the match?
We're quite supportive of the Purple Bombers ethos of being supportive of all groups, of all clubs developing their own supporter group. So under the St Kilda banner, we'll have a pre-match function where we'll be inviting all other existing AFL groups and their supporters, families and friends for a pre-match function just to come together and just sort of enjoy each other's company and enjoy the football.
Be social. Have
be
fun.
Be social.
Yeah. Love it. And I want to go.
St Kilda, they showed us today, St Kilda are going to have rainbow-coloured digits on the back of their jumpers and the Sydney Swans are going to have rainbow-coloured socks to go with their uniform.
Now, I saw that. I wasn't able to go to the launch today, but I did see that photo on our Facebook page and it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Those numbers are wonderful. It's a great idea.
Well, you can actually buy that merchandise on the Saints website already.
Mm.
So
pre-order.
Want your pre-order. So
beanies and scarves.
Yeah, that you pick up on the day. Is that how it works?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay. So you've got beanies and socks and guernseys and all sorts of things, footballs that you can buy that are all in rainbow and celebrating the Pride match. So
how else can people get involved, Brett, from your perspective?
In terms of what happens after the Pride match, because we are really in the developmental stage of our group. Let's get involved now and help us chart our course.
Yep. Mm. Expand. Get the word out there.
So there's a Facebook group now. Called Saints
Pride.
Pride,
yes.
That you can literally just search for and join the group. Brett generally says yes.
Yes.
So I think there's 24 days until the Pride match on the 13th of August, but Pride Saints will be around for a long time.
A long time. And because all of our matches are in Melbourne, before and after Pride match, we'll be hosting pre-match functions or pre-match get-togethers. So if everyone wants to come and meet the committee and other people.
Great.
So it's a great way for the community to meet each other, get involved, chat about the future
Indeed.
As well.
Details will be posted on our Facebook page as they come.
Great. So exciting.
Yep. Good to feel safe and included and when you go to the football. And
Indeed.
Yeah, certainly there's plenty of groups going on if you're not a Saints supporter. You've got other groups as well.
Sorry to interrupt, Fee.
Right.
I was just thinking about the Rainbow Swans. Will you be billeting the Rainbow Swans, then come down and stay with you and have a big, you know, like a sleepover?
Look,
wouldn't
they accept
great?
People no matter what their sexuality is. I don't know about their team.
Yes. Well, you know, that's a concept that we might explore. perhaps.
I'm happy to help out.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it'd be great for the Sydney Swans supporters and the St Kilda supporters to get together. I mean, I know groups on Facebook that are just forming a group of friends who want to go to this match to support it because it is, you know, on a Saturday night in Melbourne, it's going to get a great crowd.
There's a lot of Rainbow Swans flying down for the match as well.
I believe so, yes. A good contingency.
We'd love to talk to some Saints pride and some Rainbow Swans on the day of the Pride match broadcast. So
perfect.
Yes, very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. It's a bit like Christmas.
And some of our friends from the Outer Sanctum, the podcast that's well known for exposing the Eddie McGuire scandal, will be there. And we're going to be interviewing all sorts of people, players, AFL officials,
politicians. It's a historic event.
Yeah.
Yep. It is. It's the first of many, I hope.
On to other important news, Brett. Who's your pick for the grand final?
Oh, excellent call.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm doing it.
Golly, that's
putting you on the spot.
Do you have a second team? I ask this question. It spits out of my throat as I do it because it's not on.
No, you can't have two best friends.
Grossly
you can't have two best friends.
I know. I am.
You have one team and you have them for life and you...
amen and hallelujah.
Yep.
You aim to convert all of your family and your blood and all those in vicinity who have not chosen a team yet.
I'm not sure about that. All I dislike really is ambivalence. So I don't care if you don't like football, as long as you're not wishy-washy and go, oh, I like West Coast and Fremantle, or
no.
I like Adelaide and Port Adelaide.
No.
That's not right.
No.
Sorry, Mum.
Yeah.
But it's not right.
Yeah. The closest I have is I dislike teams less than
yes.
others.
Yeah. Okay, so who do you dislike the least?
Who do I dislike the least?
Dislike the most.
Oh, the most.
I think
or the
what
least.
You meant.
Well, no, I just like the least would be the second team analogy.
Oh, okay. Sorry, missed that.
No, it's okay. It's been a long day.
Yeah, I've had a lot of appointments.
Melbourne. Okay, yeah, because I haven't been successful for a long time. That's how it works. People get soft. Less.
Losers don't like
I'm
winners.
I'm going to have to say Hawthorn and possibly Geelong.
Okay.
Yeah, look, I'll, yeah.
It's a bit hard to tell.
Okay, that's okay. You can go, Brett.
So you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy, but we've had a bloke in, Brett,
we
talking about the Saints supporter group.
Allow them in.
And the Pride match that's on the 13th of August.
We have. And we have another message.
Oh, excellent.
I'm not sure who it was from, so you feel free to let us know. But it says, hi, Chicks, I'm with Betty. Where do we get one of those T-shirts from? We should be selling them. Midsummer still or at the Pride game? Happy to have different colours.
Okay.
I sense a business model coming.
You shouldn't send. You're the captain. This is when you have to deal with the administration.
Yeah, but stay up late packing envelopes. But yeah, maybe. We'll post pictures of them on our Facebook page so you can see what they look like. And they've got our names on the back with different numbers. So we're very, very proud of our T-shirts. Thanks, Adam, from TWP Sports.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Oh, we're nearly wrapping up, but we've got a little bit to talk about with Round 18 coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming towards the end of the season, aren't we?
I know.
Can't believe it's Round 18 already.
Round 18.
And then the women's comp starts.
And then we get 5 minutes rest and then the women's comp starts. So... Rachel, tell us what's happening.
Friday, we start with the Kangaroos and the Pies. What do we think, ladies?
I reckon that'll be a gripping contest.
Yeah, it could be close.
Yeah.
I think so too. It's at Etihad. So Kangaroos obviously have the advantage there.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be a really good game.
If you've ever been to Etihad when someone kicks a goal and it's like, make some noise, but it happens about 1 minute after the goal happens.
Yes, North Melbourne,
annoying.
You really need to fix that.
Sort that out.
Yes, I agree.
Good call.
Saturday, we have the Swans versus Carlton.
You'd have to tip the Swans.
At the SCG again, weren't we just at the SCG?
Yes, they have had a lot of home games,
they
I've
have.
Noticed.
Okay, and then we have...
you two are such hawks.
We hate the Swans.
I know, we're shocking.
We love the Rainbow Swans.
Yeah, gotcha. Yes.
Love them.
Gotcha.
There's a bit of rivalry with the actual Swans. Sorry.
Just a little bit. Next, we have Dockers Gold Coast.
Yeah, on the Gold Coast. So we might stay for a little end of season trip.
Really? I don't know. I reckon that'll be a close game.
West Coast Melbourne.
Ooh. West Coast. I think Melbourne have run out of legs a little bit.
I think West Coast has grand final fatigue. So I actually think this might be a good game.
Yeah.
I know. I'm very popular.
They didn't play very well last week. So
grand final fatigue. What,
yep.
From last year?
Yep.
What, the Hawthorn have been in the last, like, five of the eight last grand finals, but you're not tired?
No.
Okay, moving on.
We are alert.
Next.
No, I'm serious. But you know how that can happen when a team loses. Look at 2010 St Kilda. They were demoralised. demoralised, and they have.
Oh, you mean the whole season?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I know you're saying. Not that particular.
Like after 2008, we were ended up nine.
Ninth on the ladder.
Oh, you were still
in
drinking.
2009.
Still drinking.
Well, we were still in shock.
Stuart Dew was.
They were drinking.
Well, he did win the game for us. all right. So next one is Bulldogs St Kilda. Bulldogs.
Ooh, fun.
I think we'll.
Yeah, they're third on the ladder. They're very. They're
I like them.
Big contenders. Aren't they, Betty?
Yep, yeah. I think they've got a very good shot this year. Next one is the Cats versus Adelaide.
Oh,
the Dangerfield Cup.
Now, this is at the Cattery.
Yeah.
But I think
last time I was at Adelaide Oval. I know I was in Adelaide that night.
Wow. That doesn't seem so long ago, Fee, that we're playing Geelong and Adelaide again. Great game. Go Crows.
They're third on the ladder, so.
Yeah. I'm riding that wave.
Also, I think big contenders for the grand final this year.
Definitely. Actually. Cats, not so much. I think they haven't been playing so well.
No, I'm not feeling it for the Cats, but I definitely am for Adelaide.
6 weeks before the finals even, so who knows? We're going to change this narrative two times before then even.
Most likely.
Yeah, potentially.
Next game on Sunday is Essendon Lions.
Nobody cares.
Sadly, that's correct.
The Who Cares Cup.
Yeah. Hawthorn Richmond. I think Richmond have a good chance just because historically they do seem to play very well against us, no matter where we are on the ladder.
And you seem to be superstitious and hope that you say something like that every time that you're on and so that you're...
I'm also an eternal pessimist.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I can't say anything positive. It's against my nature. And the last game is Power versus GWS. I'm picking Power.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, you love Power. You overrate them.
I love them.
You can listen to us anytime on the podcast and find out if we were right about the tips.
Yeah, that's right. So Chicks Talking Footy page, you literally can search Chicks Talking Footy, like our page, stay in contact, and we'll see you next week for round 18 on Chicks Talking Footy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.